This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Well, I was born in 1950. Yes, I know that's a fair time ago. So I'm one of the 4 million Australians born between 1946 to 61, known as the Baby Boomers. Now, what an interesting generation we are. Many of us guys had long hair back then. Now we're wondering where it's all gone. But age is catching up with us, even though we don't like to admit it, many of us. Well, studies have been done about the impact on society as we, the boomers, they call us, grow older, especially the costs to our healthcare. I don't really want to talk about that so much today, but to ask this question, does this generation, the baby boomers, feel happy and fulfilled? Well, apparently not if you read some of the facts and figures. Sadly, from America anyway, the figures have shown that the suicide rate among those men and women aged 45 to 54 has increased nearly 20%, and that figure is growing. So it's a great tragedy, isn't it? Here it is. Particularly healthy, successful men and women are killing themselves. No one can understand why is this happening. And many of these people have nice homes and families, grandchildren, and it seems that they have achieved every measure of success, but it doesn't seem to be enough. And many in my generation are given in to cynicism, failing to find answers, and in their own lives coming to a dead end instead of some kind of enlightenment. Many believed in my generation that money would be the answer. So the future can look quite gloomy for the baby boomers. The futility of this has driven many to despair. There's not much hope in that. And it really is quite a sad statistic. Depression, that's often the driving force behind suicide. And doctors today are diagnosing a depression at historic rates. Depression, well, I've talked about this before in the program. It warps reality, doesn't it? It kills people, kills hope. And it whispers this lie, oh, well, they'd be better off without you. So for me and the people in the baby boomers generation, I believe there's a special message of hope, and that's found in the Bible. We read in the Bible that a large number of people had actually decided to follow Jesus. But after a while, some of them left him. They didn't want to be associated with him. And Jesus spoke to the 12 and said, well, do you also want to leave? And Peter said, Master, to whom would we go? You have the words of real life, eternal life. We've committed ourselves. We're confident that you are the Holy One of God. And that's from John chapter 6, verse 66 to 69. So what was Peter meaning here? Well, Jesus' teachings became hard to accept. They were looking, many of them, for a conquering king. And so they wanted someone who would free an oppressed nation from the chains of Rome. But the 12 disciples seemed to have caught something that the crowds had missed. They had actually come to know Jesus in a special way. They were intrigued by him. It wasn't a political revolution. Life had seemed okay before Jesus, and now they looked back and they realized how empty everything had been. And they said, well, you, Jesus, you've got the words of life. Why would we go anywhere else? We're committed to you. And that's what Peter said. I guess the rest just nodded in agreement. And he said, Jesus, you have life, real eternal life. And I think what he was saying, and the baby boomers generation, I think, needs to hear this, that everything can make sense when Jesus is in the center. In other words, it was Peter saying, look, I think I understand what it is that you're doing. I do have a purpose. It's a good purpose. I was a nobody, Peter was saying, you know, throwing nets out to the sea, hauling in fish and selling them, patching up my nets. Sure, he said that was living, but it wasn't really living. Peter was saying, I think, that God had allowed him, in meeting Jesus, to glimpse something eternal. And so Peter, the fisherman, he was able to find a spot where he fitted into this great puzzle of life. So Peter had found a plan that goes on way beyond death. And he and the others, of course, had found themselves Jesus, and life was good. So I think for us baby boomers, and maybe you're one of them listening, there is a special message from Jesus here. As Peter said, where else would we go? Because you have the words of eternal life. Heavenly Father, thank you for your freedom, your forgiveness, and your peace. We acknowledge, Lord, that serving you and loving you is a great joy, and thank you for the freedom you bring. And I pray particularly for those baby boomers today, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.